Travel parties to me is the best way where I can get it. I can expose a bunch of people at one time. I love the one-on-ones. I love the two-on-ones. But the best thing I love about the travel parties is that, once again, if I'm showing somebody at Starbucks, I'm doing a one-on-one, and I'm showing them the information. And once again, the information is just the information. No way is better than the other. I'm not going to say it's a problem, but what I've noticed is that most people, when I show them the information at a one-on-one, they think they got to do exactly what I did too. And a lot of people just don't want to do that. But if I can get them to a travel party, if I can just pick them up, invite them, they sit down, I sit down with them, and then at the end, I just look at them and say, hey, can you do what I just did? They like, yeah, I can do that. But then if I get them around, you know, you guys, and they see y'all smiling all the time, they see y'all popping that blue sign out, everybody hugging each other, there's a lot of love in the room, they want to hang around y'all. And see, that's the reason why people join fraternities, sororities, bike clubs, book clubs, car clubs. You know, they want to be around like-minded people. You think people want to be around y'all? So that's why I love getting them to a travel party, because I can introduce my friends to all of y'all. And that's why they're going to join. They're going to be like, that guy James, man, he's kind of cool. I like him. His wife is cool, too. Yeah, I want to hang around him. That Michael guy from North Carolina, he's cool. So I love getting people to a travel party. But there are some rules to travel parties. So let's get right into this. Why have a travel party? Once again, you can expose most guests as possible, promote the next event, book a party from a party, or better yet, bam, fam, book a meeting from a meeting. Once you put somebody in the system, don't allow them to tell you when they're going to do the travel party. You tell them. You pull out your schedule. You give them the options, and you have them pick one. Book a meeting from a meeting. Earn while you learn. This is all about having fun. Got it, guys? You don't need to know everything. To be honest, you don't need to know anything. You earn while you learn. Travel party checklists. Make sure you have your product and order forms, reps, and income disclosures. Guys, there are so many of us, we show up to a travel party, and we're not even prepared to put people in the system. If you're not going to have an application, at least have some type of way of putting them in the system immediately, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, if you're going to do it from your phone, be prepared. Act as if you know at the end, you're going to turn to them and say, are you ready to get started? And they're going to say, yes. Some of you show up unprepared because you're expecting people to automatically say no, so you're not even prepared. So have that stuff ready. Travel parties, make sure you have name tags, upbeat music all the time, pads and pens, laptops with various connections, updated presentations, push play DVD, sign-in sheets with email, phone numbers, and guests. Just in case you have those ones that say, let me think about it. You can actually check them on the list as the ones that thought about it so you can follow up later on. There's a lot of money to be made in the follow-up. Okay, coach the host. Mike was just telling a story where he went to go show somebody. And they said, hey, my friend Mike got something to show you. Mike, do your thing. More than likely, you didn't coach the host. Sometimes you can't assume that they know how to introduce you the right way. And the reason why you want to coach the host to make sure they're introducing you the right way, because more than likely, the people that you're showing this to, they know your friend, but they don't know you. They need to know, who are you? Why do I need to listen to this guy? What makes this guy so important? What makes this person the expert? So it's up to you to edify that person, so your guests need to know they need to pay attention to this person. Whenever I have somebody presented at one of my travel parties, let's say if it's my buddy James, I'm already telling my friends before I even introduce them to James, look, this guy is a big deal on what I'm about to show you. Do not embarrass me. This guy could be anywhere in the world, but this guy's taking time out of his busy schedule to come to my house to share with you guys what I'm excited about. Don't embarrass me. I'm serious. This guy is no joke. They're going to pay attention to James. As opposed to me saying, yeah, that's my buddy James from off the block. Listen to this guy. You know, so that's so important. So you don't, when you're invited, you don't want to say meeting, opportunity, presentation, or business. You don't want to give, see, and I know when you guys are inviting, first thing they want to say is, what is it? And the reason why they're asking what is it, because they want you to give them just enough information so they can prejudge it and not show up in the first place. So you don't want to give none of those words that's going to kill you. You know, say it's an event, it's a reception. You know, I got something you just got to see. That works. Use the four-step invite if you need to. Avoid answering questions before the presentation. Now, expect your show-up ratio to be 20%. You invite 10, expect 2 to show up. That's just the numbers. That's just how it is. Simple snacks and duplication. I showed up somebody's travel party. It was ridiculous. They had a pig roasting in the backyard. You know, they had butlers, you know, with champagne glasses, you know, passing out drinks. You know, okay, I'm just exaggerating a little bit, but it pretty much, they went all out. They had a cater the whole nine. Now, if somebody comes to your presentation and they see the information, you know what they thinking? I don't want to do that. I got to do that? Nah, I'm good. Mm-mm. You come to my presentation, bottle water only. That's all you're getting. Because, see, I'm not finna feed you and you tell me no. No. Mm-mm. No, sir. You ever had the people, nah, I want to do this, but I'm going to the kitchen and eating up all your food, drinking up all your drinks. And then they would show up a second time because they know how you're getting it in. Mm-mm. Bottle water. That's all you're getting. I just upped it a little bit. Now I got, like, Arizona iced tea, you know, but... bottle water. The food is for the people who said yes. After we get all those no's out, hey, look, y'all, look what I got back here. We finna get it in. Shoot. I'm busting out the Heineken, you know, that good stuff. That's for the people who said yes. So let's keep it going. Invite other team members. So you want to have as many team members there because you also want your guests to see the support that I'm getting. But you're also going to get that too. One big team, play team, guys. That is so important. Reminder calls going out to guests. You know, sometimes, you know, life gets in the way. You want to remind your guests, especially if you, like, invited them out a couple of days ahead of the event. You know, what I try to do is I always try to invite my guests, you know, either the day of or maybe, you know, the day before. But, you know, sometimes you invited them out, it was like maybe over a week. You want to remind those people because sometimes life gets in the way and they might forget. So do reminder calls to all the guests. Communication for the events. Communicate with other team members. Let them know that the event is coming up. Be genuinely interested. So get to know everyone on the team. Form like conversation. So what I mean, the guests, I mean, get to know the guests. So if you're inviting, if they're guests in the room, get to know them. Have, you know, genuine conversations. You know, because those conversations that you're having, especially if you're presenting, if you're doing a PowerPoint presentation, you want to really get to know information about the people in the room because you can actually use that in the presentation to actually motivate them to want to join. Designate an usher. So for the latecomers, what we do is anybody that shows up late, they are not allowed to come into the room that we're having the presentations. Those people are put into a separate room where they're watching the DVD for the late people because they're a distraction now. And not only that, if you allow late people to come into your presentation, you know what the people on the team are thinking? I can show up late with my guest. So now you're setting the tone. You're sending a message. You show up late with your guest, they're not going to see the presentation. They're going to be in a room with just you and that person watching the DVD. So have an usher for that. No network marketing talks. No left teams, no right teams, no cycle bonuses, none of that. Because, see, your guests, they don't know what that means. And if you're having that conversation, they're getting afraid already because they have no clue what you're talking about. And most people that fear, they don't know, they don't understand what you're talking about, they fear that. And some people might get up and just leave. Sounds like one of those pyramids. I'm gone. Introduce guests to the speaker. Now, once again, my buddy James, he's the speaker for the night. If I just allow my guests to show up and they have no clue who this guy is, and I just throw James out there to do the presentation, I've sent James up there powerless. He has no power over the guests because they know they have no clue who this guy is. So you want to introduce your guests to whoever the speaker is. And you want to also edify whoever the speaker is to your guests. Once again, they need to know, why should I listen to this guy? Who is he? What makes him so important? So you want to make sure you do that. People get started because they like you, they trust you, and they know you. What not to do? Never explain, just invite. Never send out your website or email blast. These are the people I like to call lazy. You want to take your worldventures.biz and post it on Facebook. Nobody's calling you. Matter of fact, you sound like you're one of those spammers. Get deleted. Never send out fancy invitations. Never invite under false pretenses. Hey, fellas, come by my house. I'm going to have a gang of strippers. And then they show up. You're like, be quiet and watch this presentation. I'm pissed. I came to make it rain. I ain't come here to do no presentation. No. Guys, be honest. Don't tell everybody, hey, come to my bridal shower, and then next thing you know, you're trying to throw World Ventures in the mix. You don't want to ever put anything before World Ventures. If your friends are coming to see World Ventures, that's what they're coming to see. Never invite under false pretenses. Never make out flyers for the neighborhood. Never have kids or pets in the room. We love your babies. They're cute. But right now, this is business. Have somebody who can take care of the kids. We love your little chihuahua. He's cute, but he's a distraction. Keep all of that out of World Ventures presentations. We don't want any distractions. We want everybody focusing on the information. Never contradict the presenter. Setting up the room, you want to make sure all cell phones are off. All guests want to face away from the door. Now, if it was a door right there and somebody walked in, what would all y'all do? Look over there. So make sure chairs are faced away from the door. Less distractions. Only set out a few chairs. This is so important. Had a travel party for this guy. One of these people that said, man, I know the world. Man, I'm finna have hundreds of people in the room. This guy rented out a room, paid out of his pocket. Had about 100 chairs showed up. Only 8 people showed up. So how does that look when 8 people show up and there's 92 empty chairs? Looking like, man, I don't think this thing is the deal. So you want to set out a few chairs. And if more people start showing up, then you want to start busting out more chairs. But you know what that looks like? It's like, man, they was only expecting 8 people. But 50 people showed up. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, the way things look, not the way things are. Presentation, make it fun. Use the DVD or a live presentation. No one way is better than the other. They all work. Once again, it's not the presentation. It's your attitude towards the presentation. Interact with the DVD as if it was a live person standing there. Keep it fun. Once again, if you're showing that it's fun, they gonna think it's fun. I invited these 3. But let's say all of these people are in the room also. Those 3 don't know that these people are already in. They have no clue. They just think they guessed too to see the information. But if every last one of these people are acting excited about it, they don't want to look like oddballs. So they going to act like they acting. But if every last one of these people are acting like, yeah, this is boring, this sucks, they don't want to look like the oddball. They going to say, it's boring, it sucks. There are not too many leaders on this planet. Most of the people are followers, and they do what everybody else do. But if y'all excited, they excited. If they think they about to join, and they don't even know that they already in, they going to join anyway because they just following everybody else. 3 travel system to build up speaker, set, step up, and become the speaker. You want to see a significant growth in your business? Stop looking for the leader and become the leader. Stop looking for somebody else to do your travel party. You do the travel party. Testimonies, 30 seconds or less. This is not your time to shine. You want to get up there and just tell what you were doing before Word Ventures and what Word Ventures has done for you since you've been in. You want to connect with somebody because more than likely, your story is somebody else's story. What happened to you, somebody wants that to happen to them. So you just want to be in and out, 30 seconds or less. A winning team starts on time. Starts on time. If you got guests that showed up on time and you waiting for that one person that showed up late, you're disrespecting the ones that showed up on time. Get them another day. Respect the ones that actually showed up on time. If it's a big event, stand up to greet the speaker. Now, let's say Logan, let's say he's 10-10, 10 left, 10 right. But Logan came to me and said, man, I want to present. When we introduce Logan, we're going to treat him as if it was Jeff Bolf in the room. But he's 10 left, 10 right. Guests don't know that. We're going to treat him as if he was a David Peach, as if he was an Eric Grisbowski. Greet the speaker. But that's just my boy. Not doing travel party time is not. He is a big deal. Treat him as if he's a big deal because your guests are going to do the exact same thing. Logan is a big deal. Hosting team members take notes also. We all know the information. You know, we've seen it 1,000 times. Act as if it's your first time because it's your guest's first time. So act as if. Lots of audience participation. Give energy, laugh. Give energy, laugh. Yeah. If you see me do the presentation over and over and over again, nothing changes. I tell the same stale jokes. Nothing changes. But once again, you got to act as if it's your first time hearing. Laugh. Give the energy. The more energy you give to the speaker, the more he's able to present because that person is up in front of the room working for you. So give that person the energy so that they can bring it home for you. So give that laugh and energy. No distractions, no phones, no walking out. We talked about that real quick. All right. Closing results is sales. When the presentation is over, the presentation is over. That is not your time to represent the information. You don't need to talk about the three left, three rights, none of that. You want to ask closing questions. Ask closing questions only. No convincing, no twisting arms, no begging. We don't beg people to do Word Ventures. We show them Word Ventures. Either they get it or they don't get it. Remind startup opportunity. Remind people of where they are in history. Let them know, 10 years old, all 50 states, nobody knows about this. You want to be first or you want to be last? You want to be rich or you want to be poor? You only get one chance in life to be first with anything. This is what we've been looking for. Remind people. Tell people where you're about to go with this. People follow strength. They don't follow weaknesses. Only a few months, not a household name yet, about to be a household name. Do you want your friends to be on your team or do you want to be on their team in 6 months? Let people know, I'm showing you, but I'm not about to stop with you. I'm going to show everybody from your mama to Obama and everybody in between. It's up to you. Make a decision. Are you ready to get started? Closing, handout applications. You want to show some posture? Have an application ready with your friend's name already on the application. And say, man, I knew you was going to do this already. I already had your name and address already filled out. Just put on there where you want them to send the checks. That's posture right there. Acknowledge new members. So important. People love to be recognized. People love to be the center of attention. Maybe not the yellows, but everybody, the reds, we love that. So whenever somebody joins, 18 World Ventures, let's welcome our newest member to the team, Miss Melinda! Take their pictures with the speaker. Post them on your team page. Schedule their grand opening. Once again, book a meeting from a meeting. Promote the training. Right after you put somebody in the system, let them know it's another training coming up. Do you want to spend a little extra money just to go to the training so you can be successful with this? It's been proven that everybody that goes to one of these trainings, they pretty much, their business is superseded 90 days just because they went. So you want to make a lot of money 90 days sooner or 90 days later? It's only $39. We can put you in the system right now. So promote that training. Promote the team events, travel parties, and social events, no business. I got people on my team right now that's been paying monthly fees for 4 years, and they pay that monthly bill faithfully because they want to stay around this because of the culture. And they come to all the trainings because they miss you guys. They go to the big events too, you know. So, I mean, just that culture alone has done it. So, should be done, guys. So, travel parties is the key, but it's all about the little simple things that you do to make travel parties successful.